Australian researchers have captured on video the moment a malaria parasite tried to invade red blood cells and watched as two antibodies blocked its spread. It was used to confirm work by Oxford University academics, which is considered a major advance and may pave the way for an effective vaccine for the mosquito-borne disease. The potential vaccine would work on the bloodstream and could be more effective than current options being trialled. Those choices attack the liver and are only about 40% effective. Alison Branley reports.
Growing up in Sri Lanka, Rasika Kumarasinghe was just 4 when she first had malaria.
I remember being really sick, and then you have this alternative hoods and shivers, then vomiting and you can't eat.
So when she became a doctor, she specialised in infectious diseases. She's now part of an Australian team from Victoria's Burnet Institute that's captured on video the moment when a malaria parasite invades a red blood cell. It's helped fellow researchers at Oxford University prove the role of 2 key antibodies in blocking that invasion, getting researchers a major step closer to an effective malaria vaccine. Burnet Institute Head of Cell Imaging, Dr. Paul Gilson, says a vaccine could be critical in helping some of the 200 million people globally each year who develop malaria but have trouble accessing treatment.
Tragically, there's almost 500,000 deaths a year from malaria, mostly of pregnant women, their babies and young children. At the moment, we have drugs and we have mosquito control measures, but having a really good vaccine would go a long way to helping eliminate malaria.
Dr. Gilson says the Oxford team approached Victoria's Burnet Institute because of its expertise filming malaria parasites. It can prepare and treat malaria parasites in a lab and video them through a microscope using a technique called microscopy.
Our research helped in that we were able to sort of solve the puzzle that they had, which was that these antibodies are doing something, but we don't know what it is. We think it might be slowing the invasion process down, but we don't have the capacity to physically look at the parasites.
Professor Matt Higgins is a molecular parasitologist at Oxford University. He says the Burnet team's contribution led to them getting their findings published in the journal Cell.
What they were able to show is that the antibodies, these helping antibodies, slowed down the invasion process, and that just gave a longer time for the other antibodies, the protective antibodies, to bind and stop this process. Because if the parasite can't get inside our red blood cells, it can't make us sick, and it also is then unable to be passed on to other people.
Sri Lanka eliminated malaria with mosquito control measures in 2016. Dr. Kumarasinghe hopes her work means it will soon be wiped out globally.
It's a big deal. It's revolutionary, actually.
And that's Dr. Rasika Kumarasinghe ending that report by Alison Branley.